National HIV Testing Day is June 27, 2012. On June 26th, the Department of Health and Human Services hosted a webinar entitled HIV Testing for an AIDS-Free Generation. The following is an excerpt from that webinar.
Thank you, Miguel, and thank you to the organizers for inviting me. I'm happy to have this opportunity to briefly discuss what PEPFAR is doing internationally in HIV testing and counseling programs. An estimated 33 million people worldwide are living with HIV/AIDS, and yet it is estimated that less than 20% of them know they are HIV positive. Services to help individuals, couples, and families learn their HIV status is a cornerstone to the provision of HIV prevention, treatment, and care, and is essential to achieving an HIV-free generation. Next slide, please. The overarching goal of PEPFAR's HIV testing and counseling programs is to provide services for individuals, couples and partners, and families to learn their HIV status, with particular emphasis on identifying HIV-infected individuals and HIV serodiscordant couples. The second goal is to implement strategies for ensuring that these individuals, couples, and families are linked with the appropriate follow-up for HIV treatment, care and support, or prevention services based on their HIV sero status. Next slide. We have two approaches to testing and counseling. The first is looking at who initiates the request or provider-initiated counseling and testing, and that occurs through a healthcare provider as a standard component of medical care. The second is through client-initiated counseling and testing, which occurs through actively seeking testing by a client in settings where these services are available. Next slide. The second approach is looking at place. Testing and counseling is feasible and works in a wide variety of settings. In clinical settings such as ANC clinics, TB clinics, at voluntary medical male circumcision settings, or in non-clinical and community-based settings such as home-based testing and counseling via an index patient or door-to-door, mobile or outreach, or standalone voluntary counseling and testing sites. Next slide. PEPFAR sponsors a wide range of activities, including support for testing and counseling sites, training, country and program assessment, test kit procurement, testing promotion, quality assurance, and monitoring and evaluation. The following examples illustrate how PEPFAR works in partnership with countries to support HIV testing and counseling. In Kenya, mobile testing and counseling is being expanded throughout the country to the general population and youth, as well as to special populations, including nomads. In Uganda, community healthcare workers are being trained to visit the homes and offer home-based HIV testing and counseling services to household members. The program then links the HIV-positive family members to treatment and care programs and delivers prevention interventions to HIV-discordant couples. In India, PEPFAR supports outreach activities to encourage testing and counseling for key risk populations, such as sex workers, injecting drug users, and men who have sex with men. And in Nigeria, testing and counseling in ANC sites has rapidly been scaled up by trained nurses and lay workers who provide testing for family and patients in medical wards. Next slide, please. As of December 11th, 2011, PEPFAR has supported HIV counseling and testing for 149 million people. Testing in Kenya, Ethiopia, and South Africa accounts for over 40% of this number. In 2011, over 40 million people were tested and received their results. Next slide. Several challenges remain. Strengthening linkages to other services, quality assurance and quality improvement, task shifting where lower cadre health personnel and lay personnel can administer rapid tests, and maintaining adequate supplies of test kits. Guaranteeing adequate supplies is not just a question of funds, but of adequate systems for forecasting and supply chain management. Thank you.